Does the State Department consider Sergeant Bergdahl to be a deserter?
The State Department, no, Lucas. Look, what we've said is we are going to learn the facts about what happened here. We said very clearly in a statement from the Secretary on Saturday that Sergeant Bergdahl was a member of the United States military who volunteered to serve his country. We don't know the facts about what happened yet on that day.
According to those around him, his platoon mates, his squad mates, company mates, they said he walked off.
Some of them, there are conflicting reports out there about this. Look,
are there?
There are. Go Google it on the web and you'll find a ton of conflicting reports. The fact is we're still establishing a fact pattern about what happened, how he ended up in Taliban captivity. So when he is able to share those, as Chairman Dempsey said today, he will. He also said, like any American, he is innocent until proven guilty. Our Army's leaders will not look away from misconduct if it occurred. In the meantime, we will continue to care for him and his family. So I think people need to be really careful about believing every second or third hand report out there. And also what the President, what the Secretary, what Chairman Dempsey have said, regardless of how he went missing, it is our responsibility to him to bring him home, period.
You say second, third-hand reports when his squad mates who served with him overseas said he walked off the
cop. Lucas, I'm sure some of them, I mean, look, there's a lot of rumor and telephone game that's being played here about what happened. Not all.
The guys on national television last night, his squad mates, but two mates were not correct?
I'm saying we don't know the fact pattern yet here. We don't. Nobody knows exactly what happened that night. As the facts emerge, as he's able to discuss them with the Department of Defense, we will see where that takes us. It happened 5 years ago. This was a situation.
You've had all this time, 5 years, to determine whether he was a deserter or not.
He's been in captivity, Lucas. I think he's probably the person who knows best what happened on that night.
Well, I think his squad mates have the best indication what happened
that night. I don't think that's the case.